Yo, check it out, man. It's your boy Trax Man, aka the Slap Addict, Funky Fresh in the Flesh, Young Fresh to Death. And I'm in the motherfucking building with DubCNN.com. Yay!
Give you like a little information about your background and how you came up in this game.
Information about my background and how I came up in the game. Basically, man, I started off rapping, man. I started off rapping in high school. I mean, in junior high, you know what I'm saying, in an underground group. Continued my little rapping career in high school. And then early in high school, like my freshman year, I started making beats and, you know, producing for the groups that I was rapping for. At the time, I was in a group called Lackadaisical. And then after that, I was in a group called The High. Ace High was turned into The High. But all that time, you know what I'm saying, in high school, I was producing for all my groups and shit. And that's basically where I got my production bug from, you know.
And how do you balance that out, like, nowadays, to rapping and producing?
Nowadays, I kind of took a back seat to the mic, but you know what I'm saying? I'm still active on the mic because I do a lot of, like, hosting. I'll jump on top of my track like I'm DJ Clue, baby. Yeah. And, you know what I'm saying? I'll do some hooks. I'll jump on some hooks. And, you know, every now and then you'll get a verse. Like, when you check out my album, The Slap Addict, I got two songs on there where I'm actually rapping. But, like, throughout the rest of the album, I'm actually, you know what I'm saying, like, hosting tracks. I'm on top of tracks, talking on top of them, I'm on the hook. A lot of songs people don't even know I'm on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm still vocal.
Bring it back. Is that one of them?
Yeah, bring it back. That's my favorite. That's my favorite joint. People don't know. Yeah. They're on that one. That's going to be a hit one day, baby.
Yeah. Okay. And around what time did you start producing, on a major level? Like, when people started recognize you and your name?
Shit, probably 2005, man. When I hooked up with the boy Keith, you know what I'm saying, ran into, actually I was doing some beats for a record label called Raw Records, and sold some beats to them a few years ago. They actually ended up using one of the beats that I sold them on a compilation called The Dope Game, and the song that they used was called, it was a beat with a Bone Crusher, Keith Sneak, B.A., I forgot what it was called, but the song was called What You Want. So when I heard that, I ran out to Rasputin's, went and bought the fucking Dope Game record. I was like, what the hell, what is this? Tracks of Millions on here. I looked at Tracks of Millions, opened the CD, skipped to my track, and it was my beat. And I was like, oh, shit, man, this is me. So, I looked on the back of the CD, got the contact information, called up Al, like, yo, you know what I'm saying, what's up? You know what I'm saying, got back in contact with them. They shot me back, you know what I'm saying? I went up to the studio, had a sit-down little business conversation with Al, like, man, you know what I'm saying? They were like, man, we've been looking for you. I was like, shit, nigga, I've been looking for y'all. And they was like, man, you know, we got a situation with Keek, right? Mm-hmm. Starting to deal with Keek. And I was like, really? What's up with it? I was like, is the album done? They was like, nah, the album's not done yet. I was like, well, shit, what's up, man? Let me get on. Please. Let me get on the album. And they was like, well, let me see what you got. You know, and me being who I am, Jack's a Million, baby, I had a CD on me. Okay. And, let them listen to the CD, man, and they liked it. And the very next day, he called me up. Keith was rapping over one of my beats, you know what I'm saying? It was actually a song called Contact Sport. That's on one of his albums.
Right, right.
On the Contact Sport album.
Yeah.
People don't know I did that beat. Trax Million produced Contact Sport, baby.
Okay.
All y'all naysayers.
Okay. So, did you start producing around the time, like, when the hyphy sounds, like, started blowing up, or did you came after that, like, kind of blend in?
I produced that around, you know what I'm saying, it was after hyphy. It was definitely after the Federation dropped the hyphy. It was, it was around the time that, It's Getting Hot in Here by The Team was real hot, you know what I'm saying? That song was, like, really peaking or coming down from its peak, but it was around that time, and, the hyphy movement was already in effect, man, really, you know what I'm saying, as far as that. I don't think people were actually saying, quote-unquote, the hyphy movement, but, you know what I'm saying, the actual movement was already alive in the streets and dancing, and, you know, the whole way of life was already alive, man.
So you kind of blend in with the sound when it was already around?
You know, I just blend in, man. I just add my little input on the hyphy movement, man, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Had a controversy going around. Motherfuckers calling Trax Million the king of slap, and, you know what I'm saying, all of this, and, you know, who's the king of the real hyphy movement? It's like, man, I really don't care. I know I didn't start the hyphy movement, man. I'm here to put my little input in, and, you know what I'm saying, I know I definitely, you know what I'm saying, helped pave the way, but, you know what I'm saying, I know I didn't create it, man, and I ain't not trying to take, you know what I mean, the crown for starting the hyphy movement, man.
Yeah. How difficult was it to adjust to the sound? Because there was, like, all the producers around already, and how was it to adjust?
to adjust to the sound. Really, man, I've been making beats like this, man, all my life, man. I've been making, like, just hot-ass beats when I had no equipment, when I had, like, a little cheap-ass keyboard and cheap-ass little sequencer, a little punk-ass drum machine, and, you know what I'm saying, I didn't even have no loop. I wasn't even looping none of my beats. I was sitting there playing my beats just all the way through live. I was, you know what I'm saying, still making, like, hits, you feel me? Beats that can be heard on the radio, beats that can be, you know what I'm saying, you can hear P. Diddy rapping over, because that was just my whole little mind state, man. Even though I didn't care what I had, you feel me, it's just my ideas were big, man, and that came across in the music. So it wasn't hard for me, man, because I've always been making good, you know what I mean, beats like this. People have always been telling me I've been making beats ahead of my time. It's just, you know what I'm saying, the people are now finding out, and, you know, shit, here we are.
Okay. People were talking about bringing the Bay back. Is this where it belongs today, or is there more potential behind it?
Yeah, definitely, man. The Bay, man, this is just only scratching the surface, man. This is only scratching the surface. This is just the beginning, man, of the Bay, you know what I'm saying? We've been doing our music, in my opinion, you know what I'm saying, the Turfs and the Fabs, and, you know, even me, Keek and 40, we've been doing our music so long in the Bay, you know what I'm saying, and we're barely scratching the surface as far as the rest of the world. But, you know what I'm saying, underneath us is a whole younger generation of motherfuckers, kids, 15, 16, that are getting inspired by our music. And, you know what I'm saying, I've been listening to some of their music, and their music is dope now. They've been coming up with new ideas that us niggas haven't been coming up with, you know what I'm saying? The Pack and them, you know what I'm saying? They got the Vans, they got a whole little movement, man. And I think this is really just the beginning, man. The Bay has a lot more to offer. We're going to be hearing a lot more new, innovative, and, you know what I'm saying, influential sounds coming up out of here, man. This is just the beginning. Mark my word.
You know, with this whole trend going on, there's like new artists popping out like left and right. And do you think like the hyphy movement is too crowded? Because, you know, you have these new artists.
I think people might get it twisted. You know what I'm saying? Out here in the Bay, the hyphy movement might seem too crowded. You know what I'm saying? Every time you turn on the radio, there's a song that says Go Dumb, or, you know what I'm saying, Hyphy or Diz or Ghost Ride Your Whip. You know what I'm saying? Every time. So I get a lot of motherfuckers coming up to me talking about, man, this shit is getting old. The hyphy movement is getting old. You know what I'm saying? We got one more month and this hyphy movement is over. We got one more year and the hyphy movement is over, man. It's like, that shit is old to us because we live here. You know what I'm saying? That shit gets played on our radio stations all day. And we get bombarded with hyphy groups left and right. But the rest of the world don't know nothing about it. The rest of the world knows about Tell Me When to Go, Super Hyphy, and maybe a couple other joints. They don't know nothing about everything that's going on here. So I'll be telling cats, like, man, we got to do that shit, man. We got to keep pumping and promoting the hyphy movement, man, because that's what's getting us on, man. The rest of the world, they hip to the hyphy movement, and it'd just be stupid for us to stop.
Uh-huh. So what do you think is going to fade out first, like, locally, because people are, like, kind of tired of it, or nationally?
I think if, you know what I mean, if it's... I don't know if it's going to fade out locally because, you know what I'm saying, everybody here is a real big Bay Area supporter, you know what I'm saying? The Bay has always been on the Bay's back. You know what I'm saying? We've always been on our own nuts, you know what I'm saying? We put our own artists on a pedestal, so I don't know if it's going to fade out here. You know what I mean? It might fade out to the rest of the world before here, but I do know that, you know, shit, it sounds repetitive to us because we live here, man. The rest of the world don't know about that shit, man.
Yeah. But they kind of have to support, like, the local people.
Yeah, like, then you got to do it, man. Even though, yeah, you don't want to say hyphy in your song. I mean, you ain't got to sit there and do all that shit, but, you know,
yeah.
We got to stay consistent, man, and that's the only way we're going to get on.
Okay. Do you still get confronted a lot about the comparisons of the hyphy sound and crunk music?
Nah, I don't. You know what I'm saying? I hear a lot of, you know what I'm saying? The only really comparison that I hear is that, you know what I'm saying, the hyphy movement is like the crunk movement, you know what I'm saying, when they had crunk, it really, you know what I'm saying, it really wasn't nothing to it, it was just crunk, that's how they got down, you know what I mean, and, you know what I'm saying, that's just how we get down, we hyphy out here, you feel me, so that's really the only comparison that I've heard, you know what I'm saying, as far as the crunk versus the hyphy.
Okay.
Same shit, it's all feel good music, it's all, you know, it's just niggas different swaggers, man, that's they swag in the South, and that's just our swag out here, and in the West.
But, some people even use the word biting.
Biting?
Yeah.
I wouldn't. That's a strong word.
Yeah, I know, but some people use it.
I think biting is a real strong word. I think, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Influence is a better word.
Yeah, probably. Southern and Northern Cali is kind of separate like except for some collabs here and there. There's a lot of different opinions on that. Some say it should be separate because it's time for the Bay to get its shine. Others say that it should be more unity. What's your opinion on that?
I'm always about unity. You know what I'm saying? I think segregation doesn't get anybody nowhere, man, really. Is but I'm right now I'm more focused on Bay Area unity, you feel me? Cuz I feel like, you know what I'm saying, the spotlight is on us right now, and you know what I'm saying, niggas ain't going to get out the bottom of the barrel fighting with each other, you know what I'm saying? Like a lot of, you know what I'm saying, I hear that about a lot of New York cats and shit, all those five boroughs, like, you know what I'm saying, New York is one big thing, you know what I'm saying, and a while ago, New York was on top, and that's when all those boroughs was coming together, but now it's just like, boroughs ain't getting along, and shit, that shit causes turmoil, now the artists ain't eating, and it's a whole big-ass thing, the South them took over because the West can't get along, and the East can't get along, so the South them came together, and they done got the fuck on, and they ain't dropped the ball since. So I'm kind of liking that same thing, man. All us in the Bay, man, we all got to stick together, man. It's all about unity, man. We ain't going to get nowhere fighting with each other, beefing with each other, you know what I'm saying? Niggas is fighting to be the king of the bottom, you know what I'm saying? We got to go out there and really make it happen, man, and try to make something happen on a nationwide scale. But, shit, I think L.A. and the Bay should be connected anyway, you feel me? L.A., Diego, the Bay, all of us, man, we should just network and really make it happen, man. But I'm more focused on the Bay Area unity.
Okay.
But I ain't got nothing against Cali unity, baby. That's shit. That's all.
Yeah.
The greater good.
So you got the Slap Addict album coming at the end of the month. Can you talk about that?
Slap Addict album at the end of the month. Hold on, let me just hit my little woo wow. Because it's about to be crazy. It's going to be crazy, baby. It's the gravy, baby. I got it all smothered. Slap Addict album, man. Coming out August 22nd. It's basically my album comprised of the Bay Area's finest hand-picked talents, man. We got everybody on the album. Let me see. Let's go down the line. We got Smitty Grands. We got Turf Talk. We got Hood Stars. We got Show. Too Short. We got Fab. We got Traxxillian. We got Clyde Carson. We got San Quinn. We got Keek. We got Hustler. We got Jack. We got Balance. We got my man Is Thiz. We even got Zion Eye on there. We got the Pack, the Wolf Pack, dudes that sing the Vans joints. We got Star Studded. We got Killer Keith. Man, it goes down, man. The album is going to be a real big album. By the way, I want to take the time out and thank all the artists, you know what I'm saying, to come together to help me put this album together, because without the artists, you know, the album really be nothing. I'm just a producer, you feel me? I just orchestrate the music. They actually put the songs together, you know what I'm saying, and really make it happen. So I want to give a big shout-out to all the artists that came together and helped the Slap Addict come together, man. Without them, I'd be nothing. But, yeah, man, the album's going to be big, man. It's kind of like a Chronic 2001, man, or like the Neptunes, when the Neptunes did the Clones album, man. It's really like a producer-driven album, you know what I'm saying, a compilation of stuff, you know what I'm saying, some of your favorite songs on the radio, just basically all the stuff that I produce, man, you know what I'm saying, and just showcasing my talent and, you know, the different angles I come from, man.
Okay.
Basically putting a clean-ass soundtrack to this Bay Area sound, man. That's basically like what I wanted to do.
How would you define the sound on the album? Like you say right now, soundtrack to the Bay Area.
Yeah, I would say, man, it's definitely a club sound, man. My sound is club, man. Traxxillian sound is club. That's how it gets down, man. Everything I try to do, man, I try to make it big and I try to make it club. You know what I'm saying? Even if it's a slow joint, you feel me? I want that shit to be a slow club classic. So the whole feel of the album, man, is real clubby, and I got a couple laid-back joints on there. I got a couple laid-back joints with the team, but for the most part, man, it's just adding that club element to the Bay that I felt that was missing, man. The album is real, just upbeat, you know what I'm saying? Some songs are drum-heavy. Some songs have a lot of melody in them. Like, I got some down-south tracks on there. I go some places that a lot of people wouldn't think track, you know what I'm saying? A lot of sounds that you wouldn't hear from Traxxillian. I got, like, a slow little R&B feeling one on there, and I got a couple, you know what I'm saying, down south tracks, you feel me? So it's like, I kind of go everywhere with it, man. It's just really giving you a feel of what I'm capable of and, you know what I'm saying, the moves I go through when I get in my creative zones.
Okay. Do you think it's important to have, like, a signature sound, especially with a lot of producers using the similar sounds today, or are you...
Yeah. Well, me, I like to use my signature sounds, man. I kind of like to use the same sounds a lot. just because, you know, that's what the, you know, that's what cats in the game then did. You know what I'm saying? I kind of follow the steps of the successful people before me, like Dre and Neptunes and Timbaland and shit. Everybody, anybody who's a successful producer. If you listen to their like their first works of art, you know what I'm saying? A lot of their beats sound the same. Like you could pinpoint a Neptune beat when they first came out. You like, yeah. Neptunes did that.
Right.
Or, you know what I'm saying, Timbaland did that. Because he had that, you know what I'm saying, that shot kick, his sound. And he kept using the same sound. So every time his beat came on, you knew it was him. So that's basically the same formula I use, man. I use the same, you know, I try to, you know what I'm saying, reinvent my sounds and, you know what I'm saying, keep it all consistent with each other. So when you hear a track from me in track, you know it's me. And then, you know what I'm saying, when cats start biting, and hopefully that's, you know what I'm saying, where it goes, because, you know, flattery is the, biting is the greatest form of flattery, I'll switch my sound up, just like everybody else did, you know what I'm saying? The Neptune sound got so hot that everybody started biting, and then them niggas switched it up. Same thing with Timbo. Everybody started biting, and he switched it up. So I'm just trying to keep it consistent and just follow the formula, man.
Okay. How much work did you put into rapping on the album?
How much work did I put into rapping? I would say, not that much, but you know what I mean? I actually, you know what I'm saying, the songs, the two songs that I did, man, I really sat down and wrote them, you know what I'm saying? I really feel the songs. The two songs where it's just me rapping and I'm really feeling them, you know what I'm saying? You know, with me, it's real difficult when it, well, not really difficult, but before when I used to rap, raps just used to just come to me like nothing. I used to make a beat and just be like, damn. I'm gonna get on this one, you know what I'm saying? I used to just know exactly what I wanted, but nowadays I'll be making hot ass beats. But sometimes they just don't move me, you know what I'm saying? It takes another MC to get on top of it to move me, you know what I'm saying? So, like with these last two songs, the two songs that I have on my album, those songs basically wrote themselves. I heard the beats and was just like, phew, you know what I'm saying? The songs just came up out of me, and that's just how it happens nowadays, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes a song will come up out of me, and sometimes it don't. Sometimes just a hook will come up out of me, you know what I mean?
Okay.
It all depends on what the music's doing.
But as far as being a producer that raps, do you feel that you'll be held to a higher standard lyrically?
Shit, I don't know. I ain't really tripping, man. I'm just doing what I do naturally, man. And this, you know what I'm saying? If I put it out there and the people love my raps and they love, you know what I'm saying, they want to hear tracks of me and spit, then tracks of me is going to spit. You know what I'm saying? If I put it out there and they ain't really fucking with tracks of me as a rapper, I ain't really tripping. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'll still make beats and I'll still do my thing and make it happen. I'm just really just putting it out there just, you know, to really see what it is, how, you know what I'm saying, how people take to me and what I'm doing.
How much would you say is a producer responsible for the success of a project, like, say, your album or any producer's album? How do you weigh that?
Man, I like to think, you know what I'm saying, a while ago it used to be more about the lyrical content. And I used to be a firm believer of that, you know what I'm saying? I used to be one of them dudes sitting there arguing nigga down to the teeth about, you know what I'm saying, how the lyrics was more important than the beat. But, you know what I'm saying, nowadays, seeing that I'm on the other side, you know what I'm saying, me, I think music is a lot more beat-driven now, you know what I'm saying? Because that's the first thing that you fucking hear. When the song comes on in the radio, they playing the beat, you feel me? And that's what you dance to. So if the beat is whack, you know what I'm saying, I mean, your song has a good possibility of being whack. But, you know what I'm saying, I also think that, you know what I'm saying, the rapper plays a huge contribution to that, because the rapper is the one that brings out the life. There's been beats that I've made that I didn't like, and then somebody will jump on top of it, and it'll turn into something that I've never even thought about. I've been like, yeah, okay, I didn't even hear that. Okay, yeah, I like the beat now. I hear what you was talking about. So, I don't know, I think it's an even trade-off, but me, I think nowadays the music's a lot more producer-driven, man, and, you know what I'm saying, the producer has to carry a lot more weight on his shoulders, man, because everybody wants to slap an album, everybody wants their music to sound good, man.
Yeah,
but, you know, there's been songs where motherfuckers are weak on top of the song, you know what I'm saying? These are proven cases that motherfuckers are weak, and the beat is just so slapping, you just don't give a goddamn, you're just like, fuck it.
What do you consider your biggest hit yet?
Definitely Survive, man. Definitely Survive.
Does this song reflect as your personal favorite song, or is it just the song with the most success?
That song, yeah, it has the most success, and, you know what I'm saying, it's one of my favorite songs. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's both. You know what I'm saying? That song did a lot for the Bay, man, you know what I'm saying? It damn near, you know what I'm saying, sparked a breath of life into the hyphy movement. You know what I'm saying? The hyphy movement was already going and moving, but when that song came out, you know what I'm saying, that shit caught national attention and, you know what I'm saying, gave the hyphy movement a second breath, second wind.
Did you get any recognition from other countries for that song?
Yeah, man. I mean, now I get recognition for it, and you know what I'm saying? But for, like, the first 6 months of that song when it came out, man, I was just so in shock and awe, man. I just kind of stayed on the low, you know what I'm saying? Just trying to perfect my craft. I was going out to the club, like, every, you know what I'm saying, every week, you know what I'm saying? And they was dropping super hypey in the mix, and I was just standing in the background and just watch motherfuckers go crazy and just watch the DJ run it back, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? At the part of the song where he goes, I hold it down for the Bay, rapping Oakland, and they just run it back, running for the top, boom. And they do that shit like 3 times, and I would just be in the back of the club like, fuck, this shit is crazy.
Yeah, shit. You made an appearance on CBS together with Clyde a while ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty good looking.
That was big, man. That was big, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my boy Deesa. You know what I'm saying? Lyrical Swords, go check that out.
Yeah, right.
I got a lot of feedback from that, man. I got, like, you know what I'm saying, nationwide feedback from that, man. That was a real good look, you know what I'm saying, to get on the news and to be able to explain the hyphy movement to an audience that might not be, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they even called you in the middle of the show.
Yeah, they called me in the middle of the show. Tell other people, if they look at the tape, man, I was nervous as hell, man.
Yeah.
First time I was actually ever on TV, man, so I was just, like, nervous the whole time.
Uh-huh.
I look back at it now, and I don't really look that nervous, but, man, I'm telling you, the whole time I was nervous as hell. My hands were shaking. Damn near knocked over the table, man. If you can rewind the tape, you can, like, rewind it, man. You can see I damn near stood up and knocked the table over.
Yeah.
I was going through it, man. I made it, but, man. I was nervous. That was a big moment for me, man.
Yeah, one thing that had me rolling, that the lady that asked you if the slap addict stands for slapping people.
Yeah. You see how I try to jump back and smoke real quick? Yeah. Slap addict, man, for people who don't know, the slap addict, you know what I'm saying, basically slap, man, that's the Bay Area term for shit. Your shit is hitting, man, your shit is knocking, that shit slap. So that's, you know what I'm saying, I'm addicted to slap, man, and just all my shit slap, so. I thought, I thought it would have a better title to call my project than a slap addict, man.
Yeah, that had me rolling.
You know, a part that had me rolling is when that damn near knocked over the table. Everybody at the table, you know what I'm saying, everybody knew that damn near knocked over the table, but then after that, everybody just kind of act like it didn't happen.
Uh-huh.
Kind of funny to see how niggas just kind of went back into their regular mode after a nigga damn near knocked the table over national TV.
Yeah, and they even gave Dubsy and a shout out then.
They messed it up.
Yeah, I know they messed it up. But it's still working though. It's the same address. If you log on, it's working.
The address still work though?
Yes, it's Dubsy and but they put Dubsy and N, but it's working too.
Okay.
I don't know why they messed up, but that was a good look.
Yeah. All right, it was definitely a good look, man.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? Dubsy and N always show tracks for me and love, so I definitely want to show Dubsy and N some love, man. And shoot y'all out a big, 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 big up, baby.
For sure. So, hey, what you gonna play for the future? After the album.
Well, for the future, we got the Slap Addict coming out in August 22nd. Shortly after that, we got the record release party that's gonna be on August 24th. When is this gonna air? Is this gonna print before then? Before the album?
Yeah, it's gonna probably like next week on WCMN.
Okay. So yeah. Let me just put all these little plugs in there. So basically, we got the album dropping August 22nd. August 22nd, I'm going to be in Rasputin's. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be in Rasputin's in Berkeley doing an autograph signing. And then August 23rd, I'm going to be doing an autograph signing in Rasputin's in Campbell. And then August 24th is the Slap Addict record release party, baby. It's going to go down, red carpet event. It's going to be big. It's going to be bananas. It's going to be something that the Bay has not seen in a while, baby. You know what I'm saying? I like to do it big, man, so I want to – this party's going to be crazy, man. Dub CNN needs to definitely be in the building, man.
Yeah, we'll have some people up there for sure.
I got that going. I also got – you know what I'm saying? I did a couple joints for PlayStation 3. I did a joint for NBA 2K7, me, the boy Fab, the boy Turf Talk, you know what I'm saying? We got together, you know what I'm saying? PlayStation 3 hit us up, and they want us to get down on one of their damn near the opening joint for NBA 2K7. So when that game comes out, that's some Bay Area shit on there. I also did another track for NBA 07 on PS3. And, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to take over the world. Hopefully the next thing coming up will be the Slap Addict 2. I'm going to start working on that real soon, and that's going to be bigger and better than the Slap Addict, the first Slap Addict. And, you know what I'm saying, hopefully I'm going to start getting features from, you know, Lil Wayne's and, you know, Young Jocks and okay. The Game. You know, just the bigger Bay Area, the bigger names, you feel me?
Yeah.
That's my goal, man. I'm going to do the Slap Addict 2 with some bigger names on it.